Solve presents Penance, Part 3.
You must be Mrs. Schrock, Silas's mother?
That's me.
You caught him in the nick of time. We've induced a coma to keep his brain healthy. He's stable, but we won't know much more until we pull him out.
Doctor, what happened to him? Was this poisoning?
That's a possibility, given his symptoms. Do you have any reason to suspect?
You'll run the tests to find out.
We can and we have. I'll notify you as soon as we know.
My cell number's written down here. Please call when you do.
You have a cell phone?
I came as fast as I could.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Immediate family only.
He's the father.
Interesting unit you three are.
We've heard that, yeah.
I'll leave you with your son.
I talked to my guys at Lancaster PD. Guess whose record got pulled?
Pontiac Kenny?
Name's Kenny Harper. He was arrested for possession with intent to distribute a few months back in a sting that rounded up some other guys, including...
No.
Silas fucking Schrock. Looks like this Amish angel is more street than he looks. Not to, speak ill of that.
He's not dead, Terrence. Did you get an address for Kenny? LPD, open up!
You're playing cop? Dressed like that?
I got this. Go grab me a coffee or something. Make yourself useful.
Watch the tude, Raber. I'm still your boss. Still no draft of yours in my inbox.
I thought I'd solve the murders and then write about them. Coffee?
I'm going.
A cop in a bonnet? You're gonna lose that foot if you don't get it out of my door, Dutchie.
I'll move it, just as soon as you tell me what your beef is with Silas Schrock.
Silas? Kids like him find me, not the other way around. And hell, if I'm gonna turn down a sure thing.
What's there to be so sure of?
Take a kid with the best work ethic in God's green America and throw him into the land of the free and doped up.
So you turn these kids into your personal drug mules.
You're not one of them.
How many?
A dozen, maybe. Their time is limited. They make the most of it.
So you get these boys working for you while they're out on Rumspringa?
They've got a year to get it out of their system. Most do. But Silas, he had a hard time leaving it behind. Then the kid screwed up a drop, ran with his tail between his legs back to clog country. I've been out a couple of stacks since.
Silas was poisoned last night.
Shit.
Yeah. And you've just given me motive.
No. Silas and I, we had beef. But it's settled.
It didn't look settled yesterday.
I called him last night and we talked it out.
I was with Silas last night. He didn't have his phone on him.
He was lying.
Bit of a life or death scenario. I assure you, he wasn't.
Then whoever's got his phone has more answers than I do. Look, Silas made some enemies in his year on the town. In my experience, the harder these kids go on the outside, the rougher it gets when they go back home. You're looking in the wrong neck of the woods, Bonnet.
Okay. Is that your sweet ride out front?
Yeah. So?
You've got a missing vehicle to report.
Hey! Get back here!
Home sweet home.
What is she doing?
What? Have you never seen a fucking car before?
Rebecca, how is Silas? How'd you... Whose car is this?
Silas is alive. He's going to be okay.
Oh, thank God. Mother was right. You take him out of here and he lives. It's us. We are the curse and the cursed.
You are not the curse. Doctors think he might have been poisoned.
Wait, poisoned? And Thomas too?
All of them. Emma, listen. I need your help. Do you know where Silas kept his cell stashed?
He had a secret spot beyond the bend.
Oh, great. Hop in.
I could walk and meet you there?
Emma.
I'm not supposed to get in a car with the shunned. What if Father sees?
I'll say I kidnapped you. Get in.
Are you sure you know how to drive?
I've lived among the English for 20 years, Emma.
So you have your license?
Just tell me where I turn off.
I can't believe I haven't said thank you yet.
I made a phone call. That's all.
You saved the love of my life.
Emma. Silas isn't who you think he is. Not entirely. I think Rumspringa changed him.
I don't care. I just don't want to lose him.
Believe me, I know how that feels. That you'd give up anything for this love, but life is long and full of regrets.
What is there for you to regret? You have an amazing life in the city, a real job. You can drive? Sort of? What could you possibly miss about being back here?
Family.
He always kept it right here in this nook when it wasn't on him.
You're sure?
Positive. We could try calling it.
Do you have his number?
No.
If it's not here and he doesn't have it, someone else does.
Nobody else knew he had it.
Someone did. Someone who couldn't risk the person they've poisoned calling an ambulance the moment symptoms showed.
You think whoever has his phone poisoned Silas?
I think whoever has that phone poisoned them all. Relax. It's my phone.
Hello?
Rebecca, it's Dr. Romesco. Silas remains steady. We'll keep him in the coma for now, but we got his toxicology report back.
What did it come up with?
A lethal dose of solanine.
Solanine?
A toxic compound found in potatoes.
Potatoes? Okay, thank you, Doctor.
Was that about Silas? And what was that about potatoes?
That's how he was poisoned. Narrows down our list to just about every fucking person in Lancaster County.
Rebecca, wait. My mother's recipe. It couldn't be...
No, it couldn't. Amity wanted me back to solve this, to save Levi.
She and Father don't hide their hatred for Silas much.
This is not our parents.
How can you be sure?
Who was the last person alone with Silas yesterday? And who was the last one alone with his brother before he died?
Pretty sure King.
Come on, sister. We better get you home. Here comes the firing brigade.
Emma, out of that car!
Did Silas live through the night?
He's beat the curse twice now. Potato poison be damned.
Potato poison? How do you know?
Miracles of the devil's modern medicine.
Bless the Lord!
Yeah, he really showed up this time.
Neighbors! What is this vehicle? Oh, of course it would be you. Bringing the evils of the outside world into our home.
The evils of the outside world are what saved Silas.
You mean the child's been saved? Why, I suppose we do owe a debt of gratitude to that phone.
Speaking of phones, hand it over.
Hand what over?
Silas's phone.
Silas had a phone? What? And why would I have taken it?
You poisoned him, then stole his phone as security. No survivors, no witnesses. It worked out for the other dozen boys.
You think I'd inflict the tragedy of my own boy on another?
You couldn't bear to watch a boy live out the life stolen from your own. No wonder they call you Creeper Preacher. They know what you really are.
I kept those boys close so they could live out the life my son couldn't. A holy one. And I failed on every count, but I have not poisoned a soul.
Hey, bonnet bitch! Hand over my keys!
Oh great, Rebecca's brought a friend.
The rain's coming. Let's get inside. Warm up. Cool off.
I'm going to the stalls.
I think I shall retire as well.
I'm not through with you, Preacher. Cute bike.
Keys! Now!
Sure. But I need you to do me a favor first.
What kind of favor?
Silas's phone number.
That's it? I give you his number, I get my car back?
Easiest trade of your life.
Here.
Danke. Here.
I don't know if you really are a Dutchie or what, but you're one weird chick.
Four, eight, six, zero. Where is that coming from? Why do you have Silas's phone? Father? Why do you have Silas's phone?
Why don't you get into that car and leave here, Rebecca? It's clear you never truly intended to come home.
Let me see the phone. Tell me that it wasn't you. You didn't try to kill Silas. You didn't kill the others.
They left us in the time of their own choosing, all of them.
Their choosing? What the fuck are you talking about?
A rite of passage before baptism.
What, so human sacrifice is our new ritual now?
No. The boys are offered what they think is alcohol. If they refuse it, then they've been washed of their worldly urges. They're ready to join.
And if they drink it?
Then it washes the world of them.
Whose decision was this? The preacher? The church elders?
I am the bishop of this church. The responsibility falls to me alone.
I'm gonna be sick.
It should have been done long ago. Had I not failed to predict the wickedness in these boys before this...
Oh my God. This is about Joshua.
Of course this is about Joshua. His influence on you crippled us, and I lost you.
You don't get to make new ghosts just because I became one to you. And I've sinned worse than any of those boys.
That sin wasn't yours.
It was mine. Why do you think I chose not to repent? Why I've stayed away until now?
I prayed for your return. But should God not find it fit to bring you home to me now, I vowed that Emma would not grow up in the face of the same temptations you did.
I see it now. You didn't want to lose another daughter, so you started taking the sons. Then Silas comes back off at all hours with Emma. His baptism arrives along with your little test, and you're sure he'll be the one to drink, not his brother. But Thomas dies, and now Silas knows. You poison him to cover your tracks and keep Emma locked in your home forever.
No. I let Silas live. The phone was his unintended test.
So, we're cool? Yes, Kenny, I'll pay you back, but you gotta stop coming around here. Bishop.
What's in your hand, son?
Nothing. What's in the jar?
Well, here's my phone. What should stop you from washing the world of me, too?
You'd shown yourself to us long before you showed that phone. Rebecca, the outside can't give you what we will. You have a home here, a family.
And what would you tell Amity? Levi?
Levi is pure of heart. He'd
be the one exception.
If you speak of this, we won't recover. Think of the peace here. Think of all we'd surrender if we let the outside in. That's the real poison.
You are the poison. You are the poison!
I'm protecting us. I returned those boys to God. It's penance.
And to think, Father, all this time you've thought of me as the sinner.
Rebecca, don't go. Rebecca!
A self-crucifixion too painful to swallow. That a poison was doled out for others to swallow in its stead. This was a man so wrapped up in a warped god that he created one for himself. A vigilante demagogue too crippled by spirit and foresight to anticipate the evil of his own design. Maybe this isn't about God at all, but the twofold mask of him. The higher power in the name of a father we keep throwing up the line. Praying for relief, order, reasoning, judgment, atonement. Once upon a time, I asked my father for that. And now my only wish is that he never get exactly what he gave each of those boys. The peace. The sweet swallow. The nirvana of a guiltless death. You get all that?
Damn. I see why you didn't want to wait until you reunited with your laptop. This is raw. Personal. You knocked this one out of the park, Rebecca.
Yeah, thanks.
We should be able to make deadline, have it in tomorrow's paper. Just give me an hour with this, then I'll come get you.
No, I'm gonna call a cab. I want to stop off at the hospital anyway. Silas is awake. I'll meet you there.
father said the cops, the news crews, they'll all be descending on that place by morning. You okay with being the reason for that?
I'm not the reason for any of this. Print the damn article, Terrence.
Rebecca, must you really leave so soon?
Yes, I have some work to do back in the city. Thank you so much for your hospitality and for everything, Amity.
Well, will you at least stay for dinner?
No, I really can't.
Oh, come on. It's already on the table. Matthew, would you like to say grace?
Why don't you go ahead?
All right. Oh, Lord Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this food and for this opportunity to enjoy it as a family. We are grateful for our togetherness. We ask that you bless this house and the people inside who make it a home, to forgive us our sins and our misdeeds, and allow us the grace to forgive each other. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Rebecca Raber was played by Elise Levesque, Terrence by Blaine Gray, Matthew Raber by Jim Hanna, Amity Raber by Kari Kawa, Silas Schrock by Dimitri Todd, Preacher King by Bradley Fisher, Kenny by Devin Matthew McGee, Emma Raber by Brady Ryder, Levi Raber by Chad Roberts, Mary by Arun Storrs. This episode of Solve was written by Shannon Riley, directed by Corey Surge, executive produced by Corey Surge, executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett, casting by Daisy Laura, audio production and post-production by Salt Audio, production manager Liz LeMay, recording engineers Hope Brush and John Schmidt, original music and score by Nathan Turchon, edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant Editor, Hope Brush. Sound Design by Eric Rachelson. Script Supervisor, Marilyn Miller.